Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 662 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Corner of Whitehall in Alabama, where Mr. Schiff waited until I caught an Alabama Street or Georgia Avenue car and returned to my home. I returned to my home about 3:45 and found there was no one in, as my wife had told me that if she wasn't at home, she would probably be at the residence of Mr. Ehrenberg. I proceeded over there, coming up Washington Street in the direction of the orphan's home, and on Washington Street, between Georgia Avenue and the next street down, which I believe is Bass Street, I met Arthur Haas and Ed Montag and Marcus Loeb, who stopped me and asked about things they had heard about the little girl being dead in the pencil factory, and I stopped and discussed it with them, and I was about to leave them when Henry Bauer came along in his automobile and stopped where I was, and he asked me what I knew about it, and I had to stop and talk with him, and I finally got loose from him and went over to the home of Mr. Ehrenberg on the corner of Pulliam and Washington Terrace, and when I arrived there, I found Mr. and Mrs. A.D. Marcus, Mr. and Mrs. Charlie Ehrenberg and my wife, and a little later Mr. and Mrs. Sig Selig came in. Here the subject of conversation was what I had seen that morning, and what the detectives had told me, and what I had told them, and how the little girl looked, and all about it, as far as I knew. I stayed there until about 5:00, when Mr. Ike Haas, the vice president of the pencil factory, telephoned me to come over to his house, and I thereupon went over there, and on arriving at Mr. Haas's home, which is situated on Washington Street right across the way from the orphan's home, I talked to him about what I had seen that morning, and what I could deduce from the facts that were known, and what the detectives had told me. I stayed there until about 6:00. On arrival at Mr. Haas's, 338.